The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
Matthew 6:9, we'll open up praying this. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." You are God of all heaven and earth. Father God, we believe this. We believe this with our whole heart. God, we believe that at will, at your will, you give us four-dimensional interventions into our three-dimensional existence. You move things around. You change things. You make things easy for us, and then you make some things difficult for us just so that we can learn patience. So, Father, we just thank you for being God of absolutely everything. Thank you, God, for just being powerful in our lives and able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You are the one true God, and we acknowledge you right now with this prayer as our one true God. Your name is worthy to be hallowed and praised, and all that we have and ever hope to have comes from you. Lord, you are worthy to be worshiped and praised forever and ever. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we do not pray against your will, but we agree with your will right now for our lives with our prayers. We agree with your will. Father God, as it is in heaven, let it be in the earth. We agree with you, Lord. We come in agreement with what you want to do in the earth in this last hour. We come in agreement with what you want from us. It may not be what we like, but it's what you want. So we pray that you help us to like it, understand it, Father God, so that we can be aligned with you. We can't compare who you are and what you do to our earthly understandings. But Father, you're above all of that. Let your will be done, because we know in the end, it's going to work out. No matter what it makes us feel like now, Father God, though we may struggle with it now, Father God, let your will be done. Continue to preach to us and teach us, lead us and guide us. Father God, prune us and cut us to make us what you want us to be. You are great, and your kingdom desire is what we long for. Give us your will, that it may be done by us in accordance to your plan in heaven for us. And Father God, give us this day our daily bread, just as you rain down manna from heaven to feed your people. Feed us, God. Give us what we need. Father God, give us what we need, that you will continue to be our provider and grant us what we need. We ask for need, not greed, that we will have sustenance according to your will for us. And God, we aren't afraid of tariffs and sanctions and imports. And we're not afraid of any of that, because we know you're gonna provide what we need. It may be day to day, like it was with the children of Israel. You gave them daily bread and told them not to even save it for the next day. You wanted them that dependent upon you. So Father God, if that's what you want from us, we will depend on you for our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. There is no forgiveness for our sins if we do not forgive others. Lord, help us not to hold anyone in contempt, so that we may not be held to our transgressions. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. Forgive us for the things that we've done unknowingly, knowingly, the things we did on purpose, not purposely, but Father, mistakes, errors, and all of it, Father God. We ask that you forgive us of our transgressions, Lord. And we forgive all that have wronged us, and we pray for them. We pray that they can forgive us if we have wronged them. Lord, let the forgiving power of the blood of Jesus wash us deep within, that we may be clean before you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So keep our way, Lord, that we steer clear of all temptation and sins that easily beset us. Father God, help us to not go in the direction where it will cause temptation, to do the things that will put us in compromising positions. Father God, steer us clear from temptation and sins that easily beset us. Guide our path so that we will not find ourselves in positions of compromise or failure. And Lord, deliver us from all evil. Deliver us from evil and the hands of those that mean evil for us. And keep us walking straight in your care so that we will not fall. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. That's a good enough prayer. We can go home right there. That's Jesus' prayer. Amen. Can't none of us pray like Jesus. I promise. Amen. So let's pray. We're going to pray about rebuking the destroyer. And first, we're going to start with rebuking destroyed words. God gave this to me, that the devil is trying to destroy what we said. Our proclamation, our declaration, what we said, what we spoke in confidence and in faith. The devil's coming for those words. So we want to make sure that we cancel him, the destroyer. Lord, we believe that the words we have spoken and the proclamations we have made over our lives are valid. We believe that they are valid. No matter what the enemy says, the devil says, no matter what anyone says, what we've spoken is valid. We believe, Father God, that you've given us death and life and the power of the tongue, and we are able to speak and proclaim things by the unction of your Holy Ghost. By your power, Father God, we can speak it over our lives. We can speak against dead things and speak life into things. So, Father God, the very words that we spoke in our own lives, the declarations of who we are and who we want to be and how we want to please you and how we want to do your will and how we want to position ourselves, Father God, to receive your plan. Those words, Father God, that we spoke and proclaimed, we believe they are valid. They are valid. Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We believe that, Lord. So what we've spoken with no doubt in our hearts, what we spoke, Father God, and declared, we believe it to be valid. What we spoke over our lives, over our children's, over our husband, over our wives, over everything, Father God, even our jobs, even our finances, Father God, what we've spoken is valid, and the enemy cannot, the destroyer can't destroy our words. He can't destroy our words, and we come against every demonic voice that comes to destroy our words, false prophecies that were spoken that destroying our words, seducing spirits, and countering emotions, even feelings that the enemy has given us that is coming against it. Father God, even emotions that come to cause confusion and disrupt what we have spoken, we come against it right now with the power of the Holy Ghost. Every demonic voice, every false prophecy, every seducing spirit, and every countering emotion that comes to cause confusion and disrupt what we've spoken. No hindering voices, no negative opinions, and no false words will overshadow or overtake the words we have declared. Father God, we stand. God, we double down on what we have spoken over our lives, what we believe to be the truth, what we believe will happen with our children, with our lives, with our families, all of that, Father God, we declare it and believe it. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in these times, latter times, some shall depart from the faith because they're giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we cast down every seducing spirit that is trying to operate and lure us into another plan, trying to lure us away from what we spoke, lure us away from what we believe was from God. And every doctrine of devils, we come against it right now that it will have no place in our hearts and in our minds. Father God, we stand strong right now. No matter what page we clicked on, what social media voice we heard, what post we saw, Father God, if it wasn't of you, we come against it right now and we cast that seducing spirit or that doctrine of devils down in the name of Jesus. And we declare your words, we declared your words with power and authority. When we spoke over ourselves, we declared it with power and authority, and we will not allow the destroyer to change our words or our minds. I don't care what it looks like, even with our own children. It may not look like what we said, but it's gonna be what we said. Our marriages may not look like what we said, but it's gonna be what we said. It's gonna be what we declared in the name of Jesus. And what we declared with a sound mind will come to pass. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So God, help us to be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, unbreakable, adamant believers, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And now we rebuke every rebuking destroyed progress where the devil comes to try to hinder us and make us think and feel that we haven't progressed. We come against any and every spirit that comes to make us feel unfulfilled, unhappy, and ungrateful for the progress we have made. We have made progress. We may not be all the way there, but we further than we used to be. Things may not be ideal, but they are much better than they were. God has brought us a mighty long way. We are not the same as we were before. We are not the same person. We don't do the same things. We don't make the same mistakes. We are different because God has brought us far. So we won't sit around and be unfulfilled, unhappy, and ungrateful. All of those are evil spirits, and they aren't from God. They come to attack our progress so we don't feel we have moved forward. But we can't look at things the way, we can't look at it with our natural eyes. We have to look at it with God's eyes. God has done a work in us. He's made us better. He's made us stronger. He's made us more understanding. He's fixed relationships and attitudes and things in us. He has changed our hearts toward our own brothers and sisters. He's made us see others different. God has given us amazing messages here in this church that has transformed our very thinking. So we don't even see our enemies the same. Hallelujah. Things may not be ideal, but God, I thank you that they are much better than they were. Hallelujah. Psalm 77:11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Everything that you have done, God, I'm not gonna forget it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I come against every spirit that makes us feel unfulfilled, unhappy, and ungrateful because we are better than we were. Amen. And though we may feel weary at times, because we're human, we're going to feel weary, we will not forget the wonderful things we have and all that you, God, have done for us. Even when we're weary, we're going to be careful what we say, because we don't want to forget the wonderful things that we have, the wonderful blessings that you've given us and all that you've done. We rebuke selfishness, entitlement, and selfish ambition that comes to make us forget the progress we have made in you. Selfishness, entitlement, and selfish ambition, those things make us always want more. And God, we rebuke those spirits, because they're making us forget the progress, the path. Father God, the journey, though it may be slower than we expected, God, you are taking us somewhere. So we trust you. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. Father God, you direct our path. Psalm 77 and 12 says, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. And we are not who we used to be. I thank God I'm not who I used to be. Thank you, Lord, that I am not who I used to be. God, I am not who I used to be. And we will not allow the destroyer to make us feel we are inadequate and absent of purpose. I'm not who I used to be, and I have the purpose of God in my heart, and I'm following his plan for my life. I declare it right now. And I speak against the destroyer's destruction of purpose. And we embrace your process for us, Lord. Right now, we embrace it. And we will continue in the path that you have placed us on. Psalm 16 and 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of, show us the path of life, Lord. Show us our path. And in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We're seeking pleasures, but the pleasures are at your right hand. We're seeking what we think will bring us pleasure, but the pleasure is in your path of life, Lord. And they're not just temporary pleasures, but they are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. And the destroyer wants to destroy our future, so we're going to rebuke that right now. We believe that things are going to work out for our good. I believe, G. Craig Lewis believes, that things are going to work out for my good. Me, my family, this church, this ministry, things are going to work out for our good. Come on, you need to declare that for your family. You need to declare that for your future family. If you're single, you need to declare that for what you don't have, but what you expect. I believe it's going to work out for my good. If we continue to trust in you, Lord, and your process, we will have whatever you intend for us. Your path is the right path, and we will continue to give you full authority over it to get us where we should be. Only God can get us there. So, Father, we trust in your process. We trust in your plan so that we can have what you intended for us. Jeremiah 29 and 11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a planned end. Your end is planned in God. An expected end is something that is planned. So, Father God, we trust in your process and your expectations for our end. We come against all spirits of hopelessness, loneliness. Spirit of loneliness will make you do crazy things. Doubt, fear, unbelief, unsettling spirits, and restless spirits. And spirits that make us feel voided, canceled, and and feel like failures. We come against all of these wicked attempts of the enemy to make us feel away. Every spirit of hopelessness, loneliness, doubt, fear, unbelief, unsettling, restless spirits, spirits that make us feel voided, canceled, and feel like failures. Father God, we rebuke every one of these spirits so that they will not hinder the future that you have for us. Luke 10 and 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we come against any intention of the enemy to hurt us, because the word of God tells us we have power over the enemy. Not just some power, but all power over the enemy, and nothing will hurt us. So we come against every spirit that was sent by the powers of darkness to block our future, to stop, to hinder, to delay. We come against every evil force because we have power over it in Jesus' name. And finally, we rebuke the destroyer and cancel every plan, whisper, feeling, emotion, unction, premonition, and inclination that comes to cause us to grow weary and abandon God's plan for us. That is the destroyer, and this is how he wants to destroy us: by whispers of the wrong people, feelings, emotions, unctions, premonitions, and inclinations that come to cause us to grow weary and abandon God's plan for us. We will be, and you need to declare this, we will be unmovable, unshakable, unbreakable, planted like a tree. The winds blow and seasons change. We will continue to stand in the name of Jesus. We're not just standing for ourselves, but we're standing for our families. We're standing for our children. We're standing for our marriages. We're standing, Father God, we're standing for you in this hour. We are representing what you want to do in the earth. So we're going to stand, and the destroyer can't stop it. Hallelujah. Psalms 1 and 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, not be destroyed, not be stolen, not be taken, not be deceived, not be tricked. No, whatsoever we do, if we are that tree, it shall prosper. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Can we trust you? You're not a man that you should lie. You say we have victory, so we have victory at your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We trust your word. We take you at your word. God that we serve is not a liar. And I'm so glad that the power of your word does not expire. But Lord, you will fulfill your I believe God will fulfill his word.
Come on, somebody just declare that right there.
Say, God will fulfill his word.
You can trust him, he will.
God will fulfill his word. Yes, the God that we serve is not a liar, and the power of his word does not expire. So we declare that God will fulfill his word. Yes, God will fulfill his word.
Come on, lift your hands and say that.
God will fulfill his word. Every promise spoken, God will fulfill his word. Yes, the God that we serve is not a liar, and the power of his word does not expire. So we believe that God will fulfill his word. Yes, God will fulfill his word.
Come on, lift your hands and say,
God will fulfill his word. We trust and believe God will fulfill his word.
One more time.
The power of God's word does not expire, and we believe the God that we serve is not a liar, but we believe God will. So God will fulfill his word. Yes, God will fulfill his word.
Come on, one more time, lift that up.
God will fulfill his word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to fulfill his word, but we have to speak his word. We have to declare his word, and we can't back off it. We have to believe it and not doubt. Hallelujah. He's going to get us where we need to be. We're going to declare this. Let's just read this together. The destroyer has no power over my words. The destroyer has no power over my progress. The destroyer has no power over my future. God will make good on the promises he has given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have good life. A good life. A good life. That's an abundant life. A good life. A good life. Let's say it one more time. Come on. The destroyer has no power over my words. The destroyer has no power over my progress. And the destroyer has no power over my future. God will make good on the promises he has given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.